This symbolic journey, neatly planned, the colt prepared and ready, begins in Bethany. This revolutionary act begins on the hill overlooking the holy city. We begin on our hill, Pukihinihina, in Horitapu, hidden behind trees, old memories of battles and deaths under our feet as we look back and remember. It begins with his friends, his disciples and supporters, those who had risked everything on him, men and women, all those who had journeyed to this point. With shouts and joy, they throw clothes on the colt, sing psalms of ascent, crying Hosanna, a cry of gratitude, a plea to be saved, confident and hopeful, and yet, in their midst, knowingly, Jesus sets out on this last journey of provocation, down into the shadow. Others join in, people of Bethany who know him, people of Bethany who rejoice with him, laying branches on the field in his way at this safe distance. They sing the psalms of defiance, supporters for now. They will accompany them down the hill, down to the Kidron, but maybe not all the way. Danger lies in the shadow of that great city. Pilate has arrived, atop his war horse, surrounded by battle-hardened legionaries, here for business, the business of keeping order, the business of dealing with any expressed longing for Rome's end. Slowly they are engulfed. Other pilgrims at journey's end, weary and expectant, here for Passover, here for preparation. Some are excited to see Jesus. Some are uninterested. Some keep their distance. Some have no idea who he is. Jesus leaves his donkey and becomes one of them, a pilgrim, walking, washing in the pool, walking the way up the hill and to the holy place, joining in the songs of hope held in the words of those psalms. Hosanna is such a dangerous word. They pass the locals peddling their wares, offering sustenance, making the most of this pilgrim throng, unaware of who walks past, simply there to make ends meet, oblivious. Up the grand steps, up under the arches, through the internal walkways, emerging into Herod's magnificent renovations. Marvellous. The second temple. They stand. They stand under the watchful gaze of temple guards, suspicious, alert to the unruly, alert to all who would bring upheaval, safeguarding the temple hierarchy, the priests and their work, ordering the sacrifices, ordering life, keeping peace with Rome. And above them all sits the Antonium, the Roman fortress, locked on the end, overseeing all, safeguarding Rome's interests. Into this steps Jesus, a single figure among so many. Into this movement he stands and sees everything. 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 So where are we in all of this? A disciple risking all? In Bethany, in the Bethany crowd, waving and cheering, some close with peril, some simply enjoying the moment, some keeping a safe distance. A fellow traveller on the road, a bemused pilgrim, a local living each day, oblivious, a temple guard holding order, or with Rome in the Antonio, overlooking. As we gather here on this hill, on this day of remembering, where are we? And what do we think is the everything that Jesus sees? And what is the everything that Jesus invites us to see on this day of remembering? So when you came in, hopefully, you were given one of these. And a pen to write on it. So I invite you to think about what my palm's upside down. Hosanna has two meanings. So the first meaning is it's a cry of thanksgiving, but it's also a cry of God save us, which we saw in Psalm 118, which is one of those psalms of ascent. So it's one of the psalms that people would have prayed as they went from the pool of Siloam down at the bottom of the hill and then walked up the hill towards the temple and then up through the steps, or there were multiple ways into the temple. So that we were going that way. So that's one of the psalms that was prayed then, and it would have been one of the psalms that Jesus would have prayed as he walked up the hill from the pool. So that's why we say it today. So I invite you to think about what you are invited to see in terms of what are you invited to see that you would give thanks for, and what are you invited to see that you would pray for, that you would pray God save us or save them. And to write these down on your palms, and then at communion, we're going to lay our palms down from the font to the altar, just as people laid, well, actually Mark says, branches cut from the fields, and one of the commentators in the podcast I listened to said he thought they'd probably be cabbage leaves, but he was joking, but it was just having a joke. But we will lay our palm branches down as palm branches were laid down in front of Jesus. So I'll give you a moment to think about that and to pray prayerfully, write down what it is that you see that you would give thanks for, and what is it that you would see that you would ask God save us. And then we have other things that normally happen earlier in the service.